Connecticut Republican Leora Levy torches Biden-Blumenthal Build Inflation Back Better Act in Senate debate. By Ashley Oliver on November 3, 2022. The economy took center stage Wednesday in Connecticut's U.S. Senate debate between Republican Leora Levy and Senator Richard Blumenthal, DCT, a face-off that came less than 1 week ahead of Election Day. Levy tore into incumbent Blumenthal for voting in favor of President Joe Biden's multi-trillion dollar spending packages, while Blumenthal refused to provide a grade for the economy when asked by the moderators to do so. In her opening remarks, Levy chided Blumenthal, who is 76 years old and one of the wealthiest members of Congress, as a 37-year career politician. "He is out of touch with what real life is like here in Connecticut," Levy added, citing grocery and gas prices, as well as an invasion at the southern border and the well-documented learning loss caused by coronavirus lockdowns. The moderators then began their questioning by asking about combating inflation, which most polls across the country show is Americans' top concern. "This inflation was deliberately inflicted on us by the Biden policies voted for by my opponent, the trillions of dollars of spending, which Larry Summers, a Democrat economist, warned would cause record high inflation. And that's what we're facing," Levy said, pointing to what she described as the Biden-Blumenthal Build Inflation Back Better Act. Blumenthal votes in line with Biden's agenda more than 98% of the time, according to 538. Blumenthal voted for the so-called Inflation Reduction Act, which several entities, including the Congressional Budget Office and Penn Wharton Budget Model, found would have a negligible impact on inflation. He also voted for infrastructure and coronavirus relief bills, key pieces of legislation that were packed heavily with Democrat-aligned carve-outs and passed as part of Biden's multi-trillion dollar spending spree. Blumenthal replied to the debate question by acknowledging the crushing cost of living but did not justify his votes for Biden's major spending bills, save one, the American Rescue Act, which he said kept alive many of our businesses. "At a time of need, the government came to the rescue of our small businesses, and I'm proud that we stepped up, and we did it in a bipartisan way," Blumenthal said. A moderator also asked the candidates to grade the economy in light of the Federal Reserve responding to inflation Wednesday by once again hiking interest rates. Blumenthal would not provide a grade, and when pressed by the moderator, he replied, "I think the grade is literally ongoing." Levy, by contrast, assertively graded the economy an F. Inflation, energy costs, and long-term financial concerns about Social Security and Medicare dominated the first 20 minutes of the debate, and even later during questions about abortion. For instance, Levy reiterated the crippling cost of living. Levy, who is endorsed by former President Donald Trump, has faced an uphill climb in a state widely considered a Democrat stronghold. While Levy is currently trailing Blumenthal by about 11 points, according to the Real Clear Politics average of polls, national Republicans, including the National Republican Senatorial Committee, NRSC, have not ruled out the state as a possible pickup opportunity. Following the debate, NRSC Chair Senator Rick Scott, RFL, applauded Levy for her performance, saying in a press release that she proved that it's time for a change in Connecticut. Dick Blumenthal is a 40-year career politician who votes with Joe Biden over 98% of the time, which is contributing to record inflation, skyrocketing gas prices, a crisis at our border and a crime surge nationwide, Scott added. "It is hurting Connecticut families and will unfortunately continue if he's reelected." The debate was shared online by local outlet WFSB3 and can be watched here. Write to Ashley Oliver at oliver@breitbart.com. Follow her on Twitter at @asholiver.